Learned that raising audiences over the years.
So vast amounts of water are trapped beneath the Earth's interior, and I know how it feels. Well, what do you know?
Not much, you.
Oh, live from Fairbanks, Alaska to Jacksonville, Florida, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's music from Bobby Bear Jr., plus all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Oh, are you saying it, or am I saying it? I'll say it. And now the man who's never felt better and intends to see somebody about it, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay. Well, that worked. Okay. Sarah Nix, ladies and gentlemen. First opening joke. I thought it went good. I thought.
Yeah, it was okay. You guys were a little confused out there, but you did well.
Not as confused as we are up here. But it's kind of interesting because most of the Earth's mass actually is water weight. That's what that means. So who can't relate to that? All right, and all the news that isn't. Well, I know I'm not wearing my headphones, so I'm not really an official radio star. There we are. Oh, now I am. I could be anybody now on the radio. Where was I? Oh, yes, and all the news that isn't. After the patent office pulls the Washington Redskins trademark, the dyed pistachio people are all over it. Okay. Washington did propose a new name, but the league rejected the foreskins due to Jewish sensitivity. Russia moves into Ukraine to collect the gas bill. This just in. Ukraine closed its border with Russia, locking 30,000 Russian troops inside. Okay. How about this one then? Botox makers show no visible reaction to takeover attempts. President Obama to send 300 to Iraq, led by Gerard Butler, who looks remarkably fit, by the way. Pope Francis says making recreational drugs legal would be a buzzkill. In Latin, it sounds a little better. U.S. stock futures higher, but fail to arrive. Okay. You have stocks then, huh? Excuse me, my nose is running. This is not really professional, but it's worse if I let it go. All right. Where was I? But fail to arrive. Every time you power on your new Amazon Fire phone, it pleasures Jeff Bezos. A smiley face for me. Hillary is deciding between running and seizing office. You know, perhaps Hillary's greatest strength is being married to Hillary. By the way, she's using just the one name now because it worked for Madonna, Hitler. Space station espresso machine reverse engineers the urine back to coffee. Could be the start of a vicious cycle, though. Every half hour, I have to make coffee. Got up three times in the middle of the night to make coffee. Can I warm up your coffee? Anyway, do not ask for a frappe on the space station. Page 3. The passenger pigeon will be recreated genetically and used for long extinct ladies' hats. I was thinking. House Republicans hold Bop the Mole leadership session. Bop the Mole? You know. Whack the Mole. God, let me do it again. Stop the tape. Roll it back. House Republicans hold Whack the Mole leadership session. Mitt Romney says Hillary is, what do the kids call it, clueless. Mitt, those kids are 40 years old now. Use that one. The new arthritis drug grows hair on bald men able to open the bottle. Texas Governor Rick Perry, for some reason, associates homosexuality with being really, really drunk. Gun sales are down. Americans are either buying fewer guns or learning to be happy with the guns that God gave them. Harley's new electric hog is so quiet they had to clothespin playing cards to the rim so you can hear it coming. the very latest dictionary edition is the Merriam-Upers Collegiate Dictionary, so that's pretty exciting around here. Those of you with supermassive black holes ejecting superheated gas, the gas company will be getting to you as quickly as it can. There's quite a backlog. And finally, and I mean that, if the allegations on the campaign finance against him are true, President Scott Walker could be impeached. Fortunately, after he abolished Congress, very little chance of that. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much, and good night. And to all the ships at sea, depending upon the time zone.